This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى أمرنا بالتقوى فقال عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, in the final Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called out to the people on that day, Yawm al-Nahr, the day of Eid, the day after the day of Arafah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, Ayyu yawmin hadha? What day is this day? And they said, this is the sacred day. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent. And everybody sat silent. Then he asked them, what month is this month? And they said, Ya Rasulullah, it is the sacred month, the month of Dhul Hijjah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quiet. And everybody is paying attention now to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to say. And then he said, which land is this? أَيُّ بَلَدٍ هَذَا? And they said, it is the sacred land, Mecca al-Mukarramah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ, verily your blood, وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ, and your wealth, وَأَعْرَاضُكُمْ, and your honor, حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, is haram upon you, is sacred upon you, between you as Muslims, كَيَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, like the sacredness of this day of Eid, كَشَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا, like the sacredness of this month of Dhul Hijjah, كَبَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا, like the sacredness of this land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us, it's the commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should have mercy to one another, and that we should love one another, and we should be forgiving to one another. And he made this quality, subhanahu wa ta'ala, made this quality a quality of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of how he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, put this in the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is from the mercy of Allah that you dealt gently with them, that you were gentle with them. It's from the mercy of Allah that you were gentle with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Were you severe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were you severe with them or harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. So pass over their fault. Look them over. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And ask Allah's forgiveness for them. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And consult them in their affairs. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who place their trust in Allah. And indeed, this was the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions followed the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this love and forgiveness and mercy that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared this in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعْهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And those who are with him, meaning the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ, they are hard against the disbelievers. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They are merciful to one another. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They show mercy to one another. Dear brothers and sisters, this mercy and love that the Muslims should have between one another, one of the biggest and the evilest ways of destroying this love and mercy is through backbiting, is through ghiba. The Arabic word is, the word ghiba in Arabic is from the root word ghayaba, ghayaba, which means something that is unseen, something that is hidden. And so when a Muslim backbites on his brother or sister, they in fact are unseen by that person. And that sin is unseen to the people. But that person uncovers that sin to the people, and he does so in a way that he is unseen by that person that he is talking about. Brothers and sisters, ghiba, backbiting, is haram by the consensus, the ijma' of all the scholars. There's no second opinion in Islam. And that when someone does ghiba, it is fard upon them that they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent for their sins. Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala says, there is ijma', consensus, that backbiting is a major sin and that it is fard that a person do tawbah from it. Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala compiled that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغِيبَةِ. Do you know what ghiba, backbiting, is? They said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best, they said. He said, it is to mention your brother, mention something about your brother in his absence, something that he would hate. And so someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and very often today people ask the exact same question. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what if that person actually has this in him? What if he actually has this quality? What if I'm telling the truth in what I'm saying? And the Prophet ﷺ replied to him, he said, if it is in fact in this person, then you have done ghiba. This is ghiba. If he has that quality, you've done ghiba. And if he doesn't have the quality, the Prophet ﷺ said, فَقَدْ بَحَثْتَ. You have slandered him. Either he has the quality, and if he does, you've done ghiba. If he doesn't have the quality, you've done buhtan. You've slandered the person. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to reflect on the severity of the sin and the result of someone who runs after the affairs of the Muslim brothers and sisters trying to expose their faults. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and he called to a people who had just become Muslim and they began to backbite other people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ma'ashara man amana bilisani. O you people who have done iman with their tongue, only, walam yadkhul al-iman fi qalbi. But iman, faith, has not entered the heart. La taghtabu al-muslimin. Do not backbite on the Muslims. La taghtabu al-muslimin. Do not backbite on the Muslims. For verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, لَا تَغْتَابُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا عَوْرَاتِهِمْ. Do not backbite the Muslims and do not follow the affairs and the private matters of the Muslims. For verily the Prophet ﷺ continued, he who follows the private matters of his Muslim brother, Allah will follow his private matters. And whoever Allah follows his private matters, Allah will expose them. Even if they were in the belly of their home, hidden in the middle of their home, Allah will expose them if that person is a person who follows the faults of other people. Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said about the sacred city of Medina. Imam Malik said, أَدْرَبْتُ أَقْوَامًا. He said, I've met people in the sacred city of Medina. I've met people that did not have any uyub. I've met people that had no faults. So they began to find faults in other people. They would find this person and say his fault is so-and-so. They'd find this person, his fault is so-and-so. They had no faults themselves, so they went and they started extracting the faults of other people. And so they, as time passed, they increased in their faults. And they became known as people with faults. And then Imam Malik continues, and I've met other people who had faults. They had faults themselves. فَسَكَتُوا عَنْ عُيُوبِ الْآخَرِينَ. But they were quiet to the faults of the other people, and as time passed, their faults were forgotten. people forgot their faults because they were quiet of the faults of the other people. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling you and I, and we must listen when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan inna ba'd al-dhan ism wala tajassasu wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
It's narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha and other companions that they said, when Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, you should put your ear forward and listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Because Allah is calling you if you are the one who claims to have iman. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, avoid suspicion as much as possible. Inna ba'da al-dhanni ism. For suspicion in some cases is sin. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. And do not spy on each other. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And none of you should backbite the other, speaking ill of the other person. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Would any of you love or like to eat the flesh of their brother when he is dead? فَكَرِهْتُمُوا. Allah is telling us that you do abhor it, you hate it, in the same way you should hate to backbite this person. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. But fear Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Dear brothers and sisters, there are some causes which make a person, Muslim brother or sister, backbite his other Muslim brothers or sisters. Firstly, that person is satisfying his anger. When a person is angry at someone else and he feels this hatred and this fire burning in his heart, he wants to release that fire. And unfortunately, he finds an evil way to release that fire by backbiting the person. The Prophet ﷺ spoke of this evil of anger when a man came to him and he said, Awsini. He said, O Messenger of Allah, give me advice. The Prophet ﷺ said, La taghdab. Do not become angry. And the person continued to ask questions, give me advice, give me advice. And the Prophet ﷺ told him, don't become angry. Don't become angry. La taghdab. La taghdab. Another reason people backbite is that they want to make or maintain their friendships with people that also backbite. And so when they're sitting with these people that are backbiting and they want to continue to be their friend and to be part of these gatherings, they indulge in the backbiting with them. Or at the very least, they listen to the backbiting and they give an ear to the person that is backbiting. To cure this, we should remember the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever seeks the pleasure of the people through the displeasure and hatred of Allah, Allah will leave him to the people. Wukila ilayh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave him to those people. On the day of judgment, when people will come on the day of judgment and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody will be calling to Allah to save them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave them to those people that they used to befriend, and people that they tried to win their happiness in the dunya, even though they were gaining the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. Another reason people backbite is because they say that they're only joking, and they're only playing, and they're only making fun. And in fact, this making fun may involve mockery, istihza, and it can involve sarcasm. And it is enough to remind those indulging in this practice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la yaskhar qawmun min qawm. O ye who believe, Allah is calling us again, O you who believe, let not one people make fun of the other. Let them not make fun and mock and sarcasm and playing jokes with them, mocking them and backbiting them and being sarcastic about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yaskhar qawmun min qawmin, asa an yakunu khayran minhum. Perhaps that they are better to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the people that are making fun. And indeed, the kuffar made fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anybody else in the world. And the kuffar made fun of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr was most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they made fun of Umar. And they made fun of Uthman. And they made fun of Ali. When we're mocking someone, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, when we mock someone, perhaps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person more than He loves us. And perhaps that Allah hates us for what we're doing to that person. Some people also, they backbite from anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they claim. When a person sees a sin being committed, a sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes angry at that sin, which is good. But in order to rectify the situation, the person backbites on that person saying, look at so and so, he commits such and such a sin. And there is no way that the person can show his anger for the sake of Allah by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one tabi'i said to his companions, in the olden days they used to wear an izar, and izar would be like a blanket that they would cover the lower part of their body. And at night they would sleep in the masjid, they would sleep in the roads, and the wind might blow the izar and it may raise up on his knees. He said to his companions, he said to his friends, if you saw someone in the masjid and the wind had blown up his izar, would you cover it? And they said, of course we would cover it. We would go to him as he was sleeping and cover his legs. And he said, would you take the izar and lift it up? And they said, no. He said, such is the example of someone who has committed a sin. Such is the example of someone who has committed a sin. Another reason people backbite is that they have too much spare time. Because they seem to have a lot of time, they gather together and start spending their hours as if they've completed memorizing the Quran, as if they've read all the kutub of hadith, as if they've learned everything that there has to be learned, that now they have free time to sit and backbite Muslim brothers and sisters. Nay, they should spend their time learning the Quran and learning the Sunnah and doing ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preparing for the day when they shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and that He will ask them about the time that they spent and how they wasted it. Another reason that people backbite others is conceit, arrogance, and lack of awareness of the person's own fault. That he is unfocused on the person, on himself, herself, her own sins. That person or that sister that does such a thing, when they look into the faults of others, they forget that they themselves were created to make faults, and that they should focus on their own faults and their own sins. Al-Rabi' ibn Khaytham, rahimahullah ta'ala, was told, مَا نَرَاكَ تُعِيبُ النَّاسِ. We never see you finding fault in other people. In all our gatherings and all the time we spend with you, we never see you finding fault with other people. And the Rabi' ibn Khaytham, rahimahullah, said, I am not satisfied with myself. I am not satisfied with myself enough to dedicate my time to finding fault in other people. For indeed the person that finds fault in other people and has dedicated his time is realizing that he is satisfied, that Allah is happy with him, and that he's going to Jannah, and there's no need to worry about his own faults, that he should now spend his time extracting faults from other people. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's a very, very important question. Uqba radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, man najah. O Messenger of Allah, what is salvation? What does it mean to be successful? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kuffa anka lisanak. Hold your tongue. Hold your tongue. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتَكَ. And may your house be suffice for you. وَابْكِ عَلَى خَطِيئَتِكَ. And cry over your own fault. وَابْكِ عَلَى خَطِيئَتِكَ. And cry over your own fault. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. وبعد, Sheikh Al-Qarani narrates in one of his tapes the story of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and another companion. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his companion were disputing over a tree. And as one companion would say, this tree belongs to me, and the other companion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, would say that the tree belongs to me, Abu Bakr said accidentally something which may have hurt the companion. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and we know his status in Islam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you were to measure the iman of Abu Bakr and the iman of the entire ummah, Abu Bakr's iman would be heavier than the entire ummah's iman. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he said this to this person, he knew immediately that he had made a mistake. And so Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said to him, say it back to me. Say that word back to me. And the companion refused. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, say it back to me or I'm going to tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you're refusing to say it back to me. And notice Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the one who made the mistake here. He said, I'm going to tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the companion said, I'm not going to say it back to you. And he left. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him what he had said to the companion, and then he told him to say it back, and that the companion refused to say it back. And that was Abu Bakr's complaint to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called that companion and he said, did he say such and such to you? And the companion said, yes. He said, what did you reply? And notice Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not curse him. And he didn't attack his honor. And he didn't do any of that. He said something that may have hurt the companion's feelings. And he stopped himself immediately. And this is the situation that happened. It was taken to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, did he say such and such? He said, yes. He said, what did you reply to him? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I did not reply back to him what he said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is good. Never reply to Abu Bakr what he said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Abu Bakr and he said, no one was to touch the honor of Abu Bakr or hurt him in any way. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another incident said that everybody, when I told them about Islam, had asked questions about Islam before they became Islam. But when Abu Bakr heard about Islam, he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He didn't ask any questions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the messenger of Allah, and he said, you are the messenger of Allah. No questions. And so he said, do not reply back to him. وَلَكِنْ قُلْ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. He said, say back to him, may Allah forgive you, O Abu Bakr. And so the companion turned to him and he said, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. May Allah forgive you, O Abu Bakr, may Allah forgive you. And Abu Bakr turned and he started crying as he left. You brothers and sisters, we claim that we're following these people. We claim that we're following the Salaf. These are the Salaf. And this is how they acted. And this is how we have to act. If we're claiming to follow the way the Sahaba lived, then this is how we have to act when we deal with our brothers and sisters. Dear brothers and sisters, how now can we revive this air of mercy and happiness and love between our brothers and sisters? The Prophet ﷺ did not leave us in the dark. And the Prophet ﷺ showed us how to do this. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that those who have iman and do good works, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put love in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on those who believe, on those who have iman and work deeds of righteousness, will the Most Gracious bestow love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, will put love between them when they have iman and do good deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us that when we spread salam, assalamu alaykum, to our brothers and sisters, that will bring love and happiness between us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. You will not enter Jannah حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will not enter Jannah until you have iman, until you have believed. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you will not have iman until you love one another. أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا تَفَعَلْتُمُوا تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not show you something that if you do it, you will love one another. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, "Afshu salama baynakum," spread salam between you. And the Prophet showed us how we should spread assalamu alaikum between us. As one companion, Abdullah ibn Amr, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ayyul Islami khayr," which Islam is the best? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tut'imu al-ta'am," that you feed the hungry, wa tusallim ala man ta'rif wa man la ta'rif, and to say assalamu alaikum to those people that you know and those people that you do not know. Another way to spread love and mercy between us is to give gifts to one another. For imagine if someone, there is hatred or some sort of misunderstanding between you and a brother, that you go and you buy that person a gift and you give that person a gift. Imagine the love that happens just from that small gift. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his short words, said, "Tahaddu tahabbu." Very simple. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Give gifts one another and you shall love one another." And from the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show us how to spread this love between us, when we love someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not hide that feeling and keep it to ourselves. We should go to that person and tell them, "My brother, my sister, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us this when he went to Mu'az. And after Salah, he called Mu'az and he said, "Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuka fillah." O Mu'az, I love you for the sake of Allah. And I was listening to this hadith once, and I said to myself, I imagined if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that to me. And imagine if Rasulullah had said that to you, that I love you for the sake of Allah. This is the Messenger of Allah telling Mu'adh that he loved him for the sake of Allah. And Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, "Ahabbata alladhi ahbabtani la." May the one whom you love me for his sake also love you. Dear brothers and sisters, today people love each other for many material things. People have nice clothes, and so because of the nice clothes and the nice look, people love them for that. And so they go out and they increase in their dunya and buy more clothes and more perfumes and more material things so that they can win the love of these people. And other people are loved for the car that they have or for the money that they have. And because of this love, they go out, or the supposed love, they go out and bring a newer model of a car and a newer, more money so that people will love them. But dear brothers and sisters, imagine when this love is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we love for the sake of Allah and we hate for the sake of Allah, what kind of change will happen to the people when love is based on this kind of love? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised those people that indulge in this type of love between one another that on the Day of Judgment, as we're talking about Hajj and all the hot weather that you see in Hajj, and when the Hajj is in summertime and you have the extreme weather, it's the people that have the most money in Hajj that get the most air-conditioned tents and get the coolest tents. But on the Day of Judgment, when the sun comes down to the distance of a meal and the people are drowning in their sweat, nobody will have money to buy shade on the Day of Judgment. There will be no money to buy shade. The only shade will be the shade of Ar-Rahman, the Arsh of Ar-Rahman. And do you know one of those people that will be under that shade, that will have the ticket to get in? It will be two people that love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they loved one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the Day of Judgment, Allah will bring them and enter them into that shade when there will be no other shade except Allah's shade. In conclusion, dear brothers and sisters, if you remember only one thing today, if you remember only one thing today, let it be the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the following hadith. Take it as your life motto. Follow it through your entire life until you reach Jannah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Man kana yu'minu billah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever loves Allah. And ask yourself, do you claim? Sorry, whoever believes in Allah. Everybody is here because they claim that they have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. And everybody here claims, and this is why you've come, because you claim that you have iman in the last day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever claims that they believe and have iman in Allah and the last day, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا, let him say good, let him say only good. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْكُتْ, he should either say good or keep quiet. There's no third option. You either say good or you keep quiet. Take it, dear brothers and sisters, and memorize it. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْكُتْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى